Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody because everybody needs to tune in and listen to this. This is an important ordeal. This is basically, it's about something. We're doing this on behalf to help tell my tale about what it means to be one of the less fortunate. You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I'm Talk Dude. And on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
Yes, this is going to be Organic OK. And this show is called We Can't Find You, But We Find Ourselves. Now, this is the thing. I was talking to my colleague about this show today. And he asked some questions to ask me. What did I think? And I said, yeah, you can, you know, discuss what you would like to discuss. That's fine. But be clear on how you discuss something that is not your whole vision. It's like, yeah, you look at a movie, and a movie, what a movie have in there? It have other marketing advertisement of other trailers, right? Show you what this is coming out. You may want to see this, right? Fine. You're talking about other things in your subject. That's okay. But don't take that and just take over your whole platform. It's about you. When we start talking about other things, there's other platforms that we do that we highlight and we make it about those things. Is that right, Mr. DJ Butterfly CC? You know what's so crazy, everyone? I always say DJ Butterfly CC, or I say Talk Dude when I'm on that show, because these two guys are probably working together. So DJ Butterfly CC, he's got a show Monday and Tuesday. Now, Talk Dude got a show on Wednesdays, and he does other cameo guest appearance and co-hosting on my platform. And these guys, you know, soon we'll be seeing these guys work together. So I bring these two characters up because they have to work out there and, you know, whatever that is on their platforms to make this show work properly. But, yes, this is comedian Talk Dude. Now, Talk Dude, have I truly explained something to you for you can truly be the voice of your experience?
Okay, I'm just going to say it like this. I'm handicapped. I always have been. I was born with this. Now, see, you might ask, what's that like? What's it like to actually be handicapped? What is life like that? Well, you have a true affliction. You don't feel like a complete human being. You don't feel 100%. You feel like this is something in which it's just lacking. You're not complete. No, wait. All you can do is work around it. No. You can spend all your time trying to overcompensate for it. Make all the appendages you do have, try to work at 10 times the lower capacity. That's what a lot of handicapped people do. That's where that term handicapable came from. See, I believe handicapable, it's not just a nice way of saying handicapped. Handicapable, that's somebody who basically does everything they can to overcome the affliction.
But isn't handicapped people, if you can look, every handicapped person is not limited to the limitations that the label as a whole have came up with, right? Think about on other levels of what people's abilities are and how they peak beyond what the actual expectations have been put for people, right?
Yeah.
You can think in society how many people that were considered disabled, whatever field that they was in, and how there was assumption beyond what the ability was that was considered, oh, this person have this. Yeah, this might be. You see, this is so funny about disabled. Listen to me. Tell me what you think about this one. Some people are so good at what they're doing, they are disabled to the ability that they have because it's so much better than you are. Think about that. Imagine VIP and his disability. Say, oh, yeah, I'm considered average to my standards of how good I am. But someone like you that's not disabled, you may think I'm good, but it's not my best. Imagine that. Imagine how that sounds. Imagine how many attractive women that disabled that to your standard, you think this is good. To that person at disabled standard, they think they're not good because they're beyond what the average person is that's not disabled. Imagine that. That's a different experience. Well, you imagine some people, person, and how that person feels. Now, some people say, you know, as a comedian, we always going to make something up. But one thing a comedian at the highest altitude is going to say If something is good and something is modified, if it's so great to my experience and make my experience beyond my recognizing capability, people will try that. You know, there's people out there that disabled have given people so much fantastic moments that what they do, they marry this kind of person. They date this kind of person they never would date before. It's like, man, I don't even date a person, but this person here is so exceptional that I find this intriguing at the maximum capacity of me enjoying something. No, you're not going to say that. It's so many people out here now. Now, this is the thing, Mr. Tough Dude.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's some women out there that's considered disabled? That
oh, no,
people...
I know there are. There okay. are. There seem to be more handicapped men for some reason.
Okay, why are we talking about men right now?
We're not. I'm just making an observation. Continue.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let you say, I guess I'm going to clear the air. I think he's like, I got to find some kind of conversational disability, cross-contamination, air freshener solution to clear this air. And I'll be right back. I'm looking for some because you just contaminated, you know, as us being the people we are.
No. Look, don't. Just continue. Continue what you were saying, and then I'll take over. Just continue what you were saying.
So what you just did, what we're trying to move on to is how do we look at something? You know what makes that bad? Is because the average person that you come across disabled, and you're disabled, that's what you find out. You find out that they don't want to date you because you're not the standard. They want something better than them. But guess what? If you were considered one of the most greatest disabled people in history, and they didn't know that, guess what happens?
You tell me.
They already undermined your ability to be better than what they have ever experienced, to bring them up to appreciate you. So now you got somebody that is looking for something better, and that's what makes them so poor. Because if you got something brand new and wealthy and something that's trying to undermine you from something that's less than you, then guess what happens when they get it with something powerful that's outside of what you are? It automatically decapitates them. It will make them more or less of what they are. Because when people see you as being the best, up to they could to that level of standards, they say, oh, yeah, this person wrong with this person. And parts, a lot of times people find resentment towards people that they think they're better when you look across the board, they're not necessarily better, right? So then this person gets undermined even more, right? Because when you got somebody, think about it, somebody you really cared about and you committed to them, what happens when they get mistreated, right? You have a problem with that, right?
Indeed, yeah.
So in society, think people that's not disabled have a problem with disabled people. No, you got a problem with people mistreating people that they really care about disabled. And a lot of people that's creating the conflict is the people that are disabled. That's why disabled people have so much conflict. It's people that they appreciate. Say, oh, no, man. When you're going to have all these disabled people disrespecting the person I care about, you see that? And that's how a lot of this disabled thing become a problem. You're a problem because people don't appreciate you. And you got to look at all the people that really appreciate you across the world and how they truly connect with you. So you got don't get mad at people talking about disabled people because they don't want no one mistreating you. Have you ever thought about that?
I've never thought about that, but just saying it helps me to realize something.
That's what I'm trying to get. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's all I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm saying people mess with you. People really appreciate you, man. And if no one truly on a big scale wants you to be mistreated. Did you know that? You're barking at the wrong tree, man. The problem you got is not what you think it is. Your problem is you're not enjoying the people that appreciate you. You're not enjoying yourself, and that's what they want from you. So what you're looking at is not the problem no more. The problem is you're spending too much time with people that don't appreciate you.
You know, it is hard to find somebody who truly will appreciate you. It's sorely hard. One of the reasons it's so hard is because there's just so many people, and we have the responsibilities that we have to do and walk the line that sometimes you can take the person that you should be listening to, especially for granted.
See, that's what we're talking about. Once you enlighten the spirit, regardless if you come from disabled or not disabled, you helping people truly to see, truly connect, truly have a desire to feel your connection and lift them up out of the oppositional isolation of allowing the pain and allowing the cross-contamination to talk to you, to pit its investment on you, in you, and around you. It's not necessarily exposed to everything of less value. Did you know that? It's so important for you to realize of being quality, not quantity. You're not going to necessarily see things that are not valued. So it takes a longer time because it needs to be valued, right? Your value, and you are at an altitude of perfection, of appreciation. Don't get mad with people that's unqualified to be diagnostic tools to your path and what you need. You should appreciate that because it's all. See, you realize at the top, and so many people don't tell you this. There's so many things that people at the top don't realize about people at the bottom. Facts. And not saying that you are less intelligent than them because you don't know about something. Facts. Sometimes people know more things about you because they trying to get to where you are. Facts. And you spend time where the appreciation is in your desire because you have truly connected, you truly have committed to them, and they appreciate that. So you don't have to act like you're real. You don't have to act like you connected with people. And that's the problem. You don't have to act. You're already what you are. Now, it's not, no more that time on things that people try to act. You know, people try to do act when they mess up. They try to come and do things positive, right? Try to give you this, try to give you something, substitution, so you can forget about what they're not doing or what they've been waiting on, delaying, right? If you're truly being your best, you're truly caring, you're truly doing these things, you're truly putting the extra time in, what are you compromising yourself to do this for? For disability? Disability, truly, disability at its best is not disability, right? So the disabilities could be more disability of calling you. Hey, yeah, call that guy. What's his name? I don't know, but he's disability. Just find him. Think about the powerful part of what you're doing. May not be miserable. Maybe a powerful moment where you're freeing people, like a healing moment. Did you think that in consideration? People say, disability, disability. When they say, oh, we don't know yet. Oh, man. See, maybe it's sad because you're not there. Stop looking at it so negative. Think about when they represent you. You can be rewriting the books.
You just blew my head.
Come on, I'll be listening. Come on, now, talk.
Okay. Now, listen. I still believe that basically this is, honestly, all the handicapped people. You work hard enough, your handicap in a way may disappear. I mean, for me, back then, things like autism were not really truly understood. I mean, even known really. I mean, it was something that's just basically a little blasé about.
You like ice cream? You like ice cream?
I do.
Do you want somebody to say, hey, man, don't give him regular ice cream, give him some autism ice cream. Throw it in the mud a couple of times.
Wait, some what ice cream? Some what ice cream?
I said, give him some autism ice cream, throw it in the mud a couple of times, step in, have the kids play with their boogers and then put their finger in ice cream. He wants some of that ice cream. You want some of that ice cream?
I think you just ruined ice cream for me with that conversation.
What I'm trying to get you to understand is if you can pick what you want and truly be invested, you realize you're more desirable to your thoughts when you're truly being free and motivated. If you're free to be motivated, don't waste your time on being depressed with the negativity of the stigma of disability is going to bring more problems to your life. If you live in disability, do you want to be the label, the spokesman of being exploited from the label?
No,
or you want to be
the
solution to the – okay, so be the solution to your greatness. You say, hey, I have came through this one, this rusty, you know, contaminated foundation, but I've cleaned everything inside of this. I'm not contaminated. So I don't want to be representing this lie that I'm not worth the time and investment that you desire. It's, you don't realize how many people out there that are disabled and they have changed so many people's lives. They truly have expressed what it really means to have desire in your mind, in your actions, in your body, moving through. That's what I'm talking about, sir. So don't waste your time or trying to tutor people that truly are not meant to be tutored from your greatness.
15 minutes after the hour here on the program, I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please call it. Get involved with the cause. Let us know who you are. Here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. No, for me, look, I mean, let me tell you something. I was a crazy kid, okay? I was a small kid who couldn't stop being so different. I had a disorder where I would just walk around and talk. I wasn't even talking to myself. I was just talking in general. I couldn't stop. I just had to speak. It was this weird muscle knee-jerk system. It was the most wild thing possible. When I was really little, people didn't take much notice of it. But as I got older, it kind of somehow it was just crazy to me. I couldn't stop talking. It was something. I mean, and not just like all kids are like that. All kids are hyperactive. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I was really like to the 10th degree. I went to see doctors, whatever, and each one of them gave me a different diagnosis. They didn't know and understand this about this back then. This is something that I'm really trying to do. I want awareness about this condition to get out so that more people do something. Honestly. I want basically more people. I want someone to be identified.
Okay, sir, need to back up a moment, take a breath. Understand this is not limited by people's experiences. Okay, it's like you have to understand how you are explaining this to them. For those that never experienced it, you're making them have more of a phobia of disability. Think about the people that are pretty. Think about this. Now, we had the part of the show that I must get into. And for those who have heard me say this, you deserve an attractive woman, man. Think about in your experience, if an attractive woman enjoyed you and you enjoyed her time, would you not say that is that on the behalf of disability? Or is that from the freedom of desire that you owned in your actual individual's exceptional ability? You don't think there's no stories out here where women that are disabled have pissed so much on a guy that he couldn't believe this? You don't think those stories exist out there? Man, there's people out there right now have been terrorized by this woman, disability woman out there that gave so much where every time a guy come up, he's looking for a disabled woman. And he's getting annoyed because the woman he had was so connecting, so emotionally tied in, sexually pleasing. You know, it's something like when someone is their sexual ability connects to you, and you can feel the actual expanding of the sexual experience that allow you to have a buffet, that allow you to come back and get more and more and more and more, and give you very respectful service. You know,
yeah,
and not limited what they want for you, but as this connect, as this sharing. And when you have these things, you're trying to give people in emotional disability timeout. And think about this: who would be emotionally disability timeout when they're at the store? You imagine somebody at the store pick you an emotional timeout, where you are not seeing anything that emulate or resemble at all candy, but they put you in where the trash can is, where all the trash and stinky stuff is, and then they take you outside and say, hey, you wasn't acting good, you was staring at the candy too long, and they take you around and start seeing things, start not enjoying things, but then somebody outside say, hey, I've been working here for all these years, and when this closes, I'm going to let you have all the candy you want, let you see something exceptional, and you're going to be able to do all these amazing things, and my family own this. That's what magic is, being taken through somewhere where people are trying to destroy you and something great come out of it. That's not by accident. And if you take your greatness trying to take the less desirable moments, you're going to push somebody into the really desirable moment that you're not going to be a part of because you're talking about misery. You are fixed on misery. You know how many people I've seen in life that truly won't give someone like you ever a chance because they think that once you get a chance, you'll be too successful and you'll be too big-headed? It happens. And you keep spending your time, you're wasting too much time on trying to find misery. If misery ain't found you, be grateful because it destroyed a lot of people. And if you don't understand what peace of mind really means, when the war is always trying to find a victim, always trying to find an upper hand, and if you are actually counting the opposition of misery and you have got the best over it, you think that is by accident, man?
No.
So what I'm telling you is so many words. Enjoy. Enjoy, man. Now, this is the thing. Oh, some attractive woman out there will enjoy your company, man. And it's not your job to be taking yourself through misery so you can be this actual department piece where somebody's taking your ability to truly care and using you like you're a bar of soap to clean their trashy ways and use you as fragrance so they can get all this odor of your swag and desires and then talk from where you're talking from and have the touches of what touching her heart and really, you know, making a heart disabled. Man, love is really disabled because how it really connects, how it really invests, how it really do things with people's body and how they look. That you wouldn't say, what? You want to say, what's going on with you? Isn't that real love? You see people that look and shape and built, like people will say, what is this? People move forward to society when a person that's super attractive get with somebody that can kind of destroy. Everybody's thinking this is the worst, and this person gets the first opportunity. You know how people that been destroyed and lying and undermining a person like you, and you get the first pick and get the best thing that's there, and they appreciate you. You know how that misery feels that somebody just compromised everything, everybody, and then lose?
That's a terrifying thought. Really, I'm scared.
I don't think you understand that. Appreciate that because there's no limitations in the innocent of your love of love an attractive woman, man. And you know this. You desire these things. You know, you see the beautiful woman, man. This is where you truly able to see the mirror of your actual scope, of your actual vision. And what you're doing is you're having something that's basically hurting your eyes. You're thinking that I'm just have a rusty nail that's packing my eyes, nailing me down to this, you know, appetizing thing that's going to test my blood. You don't need that. This is Convenient Organic OK, and you've been listening to
I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. People, find yourself in our show, in our program. Call in. Let us basically personally help you find what you've been looking for, what you're searching for, what you feel like your life has been building up to. You helped me realize this, Organic. I mean, I've lived a very hard life, and I want the opportunity to free myself from that. I want to. I dream of it. It's absolutely vital.
And this woman have found you, and she's actually using you like your exercise tool. Your thinking, your words are like pounds of therapeutic cardio toward desires to be healthy within love. Now, you must understand this. You have this personal trainer of truly investing into our health and love, seeing desires truly move through. You're finding more and more healthy protein in your actual ability to invest in the effort to be truly part of a partner that can wake up and see things that you truly, you see. This is Convenient Organic OK, and the man of the 30-minute episode is called Talk Dude.
The one and only. People, call in. Let us help you. Let us help you basically reach your fullest potential. Let us help you find yourself. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And you can pretty much pick up all our shows on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be all over the net soon. Check us out. We can help you, okay? We're not basically trying to buy or sell you anything, okay? Nobody's trying to trick you. We want to
No one's trying to trick you, but hopefully you ain't trying to trick us. That's the point.
Indeed.
You telling them people that? Because you know, you heard the saying, if you're not the problem, what's the other part of that?
If you're not part of the, solution, you're part of the problem.
Sir, you backed it up.
Okay,
if you're not the problem, you are the solution. That's just my point I'm making.
Okay. If you're not the problem, you are the solution. Indeed.
Now, this is the thing for those that are the problem. This guy has been pinning energy out here for the attractive woman because, yes, he's been through the storm. He has been through the foundation of contamination. He's pitched the vestment in for the health of the beauty to be wealthy and healthy because he's truly pitting in the effort where beauty is desirable by the expectation of the will of the beholder. So this would come in where he desired to have this is not his expectations to lie down within your ability to harvest the wealth destruction. See, it's wealth destruction because money spending, it takes more money. If you're spending more emotional money on trash, that's trash. Look at this. Think about society, how many people have had partners that are truly not there to make anything better. They're there to be the most important thing, and you're bowing down to this cross-contaminated perspective where they're not invested. And not putting the effort in, and you wonder how this is becoming the down part. Now, he desired to invest into this part. Well, the health and the wealth is all in line. So he desired that. This is Comedian Organic OK. Good night. And thanks to the host. Talk to it.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. You can get all our shows on blogs on the web. I can't find you. We found ourselves. Thank you.